We have a guest joining us by phone here this morning. Jody Earlmeyer is with us, representing the Anita Town and Country Club this morning. Jody, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for the time.
You're welcome.
You bet. I see you've got a project coming up this weekend, a food box giveaway program. Can you talk a little bit about how this came about?
Well, actually, I was contacted by a former resident of Anita, and they called to see if this was something that maybe we were interested in bringing into the community. And so she described it a little bit to me, and we decided this was a great fit for Anita Town and Country. It's the type of thing that we do for the community. So we decided to run with it and take it on for Saturday.
Now, wait a second. This was a former member of the Anita community, so they're still keeping in touch and still concerned even though they've moved away.
They are, which is a great thing about small communities.
Absolutely. That's a good point to bring up. Well, very good. Well, is this a project that's kind of coordinated with another group then, too?
We're going through a church over in Avoca that we are working with right now.
Okay. So this is a project that's going to happen now this weekend on Saturday. Tell folks how this is going to play out.
Okay, Saturday, the 27th of February, from 12 to 1, we are going to have a drive-through pickup at the Anita Community Center. You will stay in your vehicle, and we will put the produce and other supplies in your trunk.
Okay, so real easy for folks.
Yes, it is.
Now, a lot of times when folks get an opportunity to come out and take advantage of, like, food pantry locations and things, there's some documentation and those types of things, some requirements that have to be met. Anything like that with this?
No, the nice thing about this is it's opened up for anybody and everybody. You don't have to be a resident of Anita. There's no documentation, no cost to participate. So it's open for anybody.
Okay. What types of things will they be receiving?
We're anticipating fresh produce, dairy products, and meat. They don't tell you what's necessarily in it, but that's what they've had in the past.
Okay. So it's the staples. You're going to get the things you're going to use.
Correct.
Okay. Now, this is a project that is going through the USDA Farmers to Families Food Box Distribution Project. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So are they providing actually a lot of the supplies that you're giving away?
I think they're providing all of it.
Okay. So they provide the supplies, you guys provide the muscle and the coordination.
That's correct.
Good, okay. Well, this is through the Anita Town and Country Club. You've been around for a long time, that group. Well, talk a little bit about what you do other times of the year, because I know you guys are pretty active.
We are pretty active. The Chamber in Anita disbanded, and we were approached. They kind of needed somebody to take over some of the projects that the Chamber had originally done. So a group of women here in Anita decided to take it on, and we do things that are family-oriented throughout the year. We do a big Easter egg hunt that we really pride in. It's one of the biggest ones in Southwest Iowa. We usually have around 500 kids show up for that. We do Santa Claus at Christmas and a Christmas walk. We also have a Halloween party for the kids. We do it at Christmas time. We do what's called a Christmas Angel program, where we get lists of families or kids that probably would not have much for Christmas, and we take that on and make sure that they have a great Christmas and have gifts for them to open. Let's see, what else do we do? We help with the backpack program up at the school, and we help at the food pantry.
You've got your hands in a lot of things.
We do. We like to help the community out. That's our goal, is to do great things for the community.
Yeah. Well, for the group to be able to support the community, the group needs support, too. I mean, financial support, volunteer support. It sounds like you get plenty of that.
We do. The communities, not just Anita, but the surrounding communities are amazing. They're really good about stepping up and helping with different things that we need and volunteering to help us, which is great.
Sure. Do you do different fundraisers then during the year to help keep those coffers full?
We do. We do some fundraisers. At the Halloween party, we have a soup supper that brings in money for us. We do the parade and things for our annual celebration in town, and then we have booths set up down in the park that are also fundraisers.
Sure, you bet. Now, I assume there's always room for more, whether it's volunteer help or support financially, right?
Oh, absolutely. We never turn anybody around.
How would folks go about finding out more about being involved or being a supporter?
Oh, they definitely could contact any one of us in the in the group. Our president is Tracy Knutson, so if they needed somebody specific to get a hold of, they could sure get a hold of her, or they could get a hold of the city and town here, and we could get contact through them.
Okay. What's expected of supporters? Do as much as they feel comfortable with?
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing too small.
Okay. Nobody's pressured into doing anything that they don't want to or feel like is more than they can handle.
Correct. We have some groups in town that do different things, that they also do fundraisers, and they turn around and donate the proceeds from those fundraisers to our group.
Sure. An all-in effort that way. Very good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Well, now this food box program that's going to happen this weekend, let's get to the basics again. This is going to happen at the Anita Community Center, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what time on Saturday?
From 12 o'clock to 1, or until the supplies run out.
Okay. And folks should expect kind of, you mentioned fruits and vegetables, dairy products, meat, those types of things, the usual staples. Will there be quite a bit, or will it depend on how many folks show up?
It's already boxed up in individual boxes for the families, and we're gonna have between 100 and 125 boxes to hand out.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. That's good. That's awesome. Now, and again, folks want to come by. There's no documentation needed. They just come on by. I assume there'll be some folks probably out in the parking lot kind of directing the traffic to get them where they need to go. Make it easy.
Yep. We will have signs up telling them where they need to drive in, and we will be out there. Our group will be out there ready to load it into their cars for them.
Okay. Very good. Well, especially important with these types of efforts. Food pantry efforts are always important in every community, but especially the times that we've had here this last year, there have been a number of people, families that have been affected negatively financially by the COVID situation. And it sometimes has been a little bit tough with folks being off of work or losing jobs and opportunities and things. Are these types of things you're finding are very important right now, right?
They are very important, yes. It's nice to get the fresh fruits and vegetables that a lot of families don't have access to. So it's nice to get them to them.
You bet. All right. Very good. So again, that's this Saturday, February 27th, noon to 1, or however long they last, at the Anita Community Center, that drive-through food distribution opportunity in partnership with the USDA Farmers to Families Food Distribution Program. So check that out if that's something your family could take advantage of. The folks with the Anita Town and Country Group are more than happy to oblige and help out. Jody, thank you so much for the time, and thank you for all that you and the other members of the group do for the community. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.